Look, I would never be saying that I was keen on the job if I didn't believe I could do it. I mean, that's the other thing, you know. And let's make it clear. I mean, I know that I'm, you know, being hounded, as I just said just now. It's distracting. I've got a team, and I'm sure if I was a young boy and a young player looking up at my coach and thinking, is he going? Is he staying? You know, it's distracting. But you know, be that as it may, I haven't been approached by anybody. I mean, everything has just been speculation. You know, I've been in this 3 times already. You know, I was when Rob Andrew was on the shortlist, my name was on the shortlist. When Martin Johnson got picked, I was on the shortlist. When Lancaster got picked, I was on the shortlist. You know, so, you know, there's no use me sitting here and saying, listen, what happens if nothing's happened, you know.
But that being the case, surely time is of the essence, because you need to know one way or the other. You need an answer as much as the players do.
I think everyone needs to know what's going on. You know, I think that's why you're surrounding me after a match. You know, and I understand that. But as I said, it's very difficult to say. You know, would you go to the moon? You know, no one's asked me if I want to go to the moon or give me a ticket to go to the moon. It's easy to say, yeah, of course I would. But no one's approached me. So, and after tonight's performance, I'm highly unlikely they're going to phone me tomorrow anyway. You know,
you think you can take England to the moon though?
I know I can get them to win a World Cup, you know, and that's halfway to the moon, so it's all right. You know?
You think that's your greatest selling point, the fact that your CV does speak for itself?
Well, I always say, if you've been to Everest and put the pole in the top of Everest, then you've done it, you know, and it's easy to talk about how you should do it if you've never done it, you know.
Jay, you said you didn't want the rigmarole attached with applicant applying for
jobs. Yeah, yeah.
What do the RFU need to do then to...
No, I mean, look, it's like anything, you know, if you're the right man for the job and they genuinely think you're the right man, then, you know, there should be no process. I mean, the reality is they either believe you're the right guy, and that gives coaches confidence too, let's be honest. You know, if same business you guys are in, you know, someone phones you and says, I want you to work for me, and you're the guy I want, surely you're going to feel a lot more at ease than having to go through another, you know, 10 panel interview with 5 guys and then, you know, get told that you're not good enough.
So you're saying that you had to apply for your previous...
Yeah, you had to send your CVs in and go through a whole sort of interview process with, you know, sometimes...
Is that the case with all 3 of the previous...
Yep.
And this time you're saying you're simply not going to put...
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, nothing's changed. I mean, I am who I am and I coached where I coached, you know, and my CVs, you know, stands for itself. So, you know, if they think that it's the guy who can get England to win again, you know, if it's the guy that can get England to win a World Cup. And that's basically what it is, guys. The jewel in the crown is the World Cup. You know, it doesn't matter how anyone packages it. The reason it's such a big, you know, sporting occasion is because it's the jewel in the crown. And everything you do is decided on how you win that trophy. You know, New Zealand have put a premium on it, and every decision they've made has paid off. So, you know, it's, as I said, it's very simple. If you're employing people to do that job and that's what you want, then you've got to make sure you do everything in your power to make sure you get it.